With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Like much of the hospitality industry, tasting rooms at wineries around the Northwest have been shut down for on-premise business for nearly 2 months. But last Friday, May 15th, tasting rooms in 28 Oregon counties were given the green light to reopen, albeit carefully, for customers.
The 28 counties don't have, you know, the bulk of the tasting rooms, with the exception of Yamhill County. So there's 800 wineries in Oregon.
But Oregon Wine Board's Sally Murdoch says, like everything else in our coronavirus reality, the tasting room game has changed as well.
Because we have different tasting room guidelines, we've got the ones that the governor laid down, things like determine maximum occupancy to maintain a physical distance. Yeah, I got that. Tables are 6 feet apart. Masks are worn by employees, but are suggested to be worn by customers.
Murdoch says wineries have been on top of this.
Then we had a task force within wineries across the state, and that was called the governor's task force, and they set some guidelines that are even more stringent than what the governor had called for.
So we'll be wearing masks while tasting the wine?
I hadn't even thought about that. But yes, it does seem like it. So you would walk in, I guess, to a tasting room, have your mask on, make sure that it, you know, that you've got 6 feet between you and the next person, and then I'm sure you'd just take your mask off. But that's a good idea. There should be something, sort of a straw or something.
Listen tomorrow for more on the reopening of wine tasting rooms in Oregon. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, they're all the talk lately, those murder hornets.
Can you believe it? Living during a pandemic and 2020 is like, hold my beer, bring in the murder hornets. But this isn't a meme or the Hunger Games. Currently, no murder hornets, which are actually called Asian giant hornets, have been found in the U.S. or Canada in 2020. One nest and one dead hornet were found in the fall of 2019.
So there aren't any currently in Washington State, as far as we know, but do they really murder people in Asia?
There have been some casualties, but mainly the alert was to notify citizens so they could be on the lookout just in case. If you fear bees and wasps, now is the great time to learn how to identify bees versus yellow jackets versus the Asian giant hornet. There are great resources at both Oregon and Washington's Department of Ag. If you're homeschooling kids, try this as one of their STEM lessons. My nephew loved it.
Good, I'll sleep better. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.